Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So we get a lot of stuff to talk about. It was an NFL Sunday. It was a college football wild, another wild weekend. I don't know if, I had Miami losing on my bingo card this week.
Strangely enough, my bingo card, all the spots said Miami were losing.
that was kind of wild. Another coach has been fired. Florida Gators, is it, how do you say, it's Billy Napier or is Napier, it Napier? Yeah. I don't know how you can pronounce it, but so they're looking for a coach, which adds to the mix. Right, for Penn State trying to grab a coach. This is a good time to be a good coach who needs to renegotiate a contract.
They say, every coach is a good coach till they lose.
Yeah.
Rule
from Nebraska, who has been the front runner, had a really, really weekend game. It was bad.
I didn't pay attention to that.
Immediately, everyone's like, thank you, Matt Rhule, for getting yourself removed from the short list. And I'm like, I don't know if he's removed from the short
Pat
list.
Pat Kraft, the AD from Penn State, was just like, we need someone who loves Penn State, who understands the culture, who I personally love.
And then the fans go, no!
Well, then Matt Rhule came out and he's like, I played for Penn State. Yeah, I grew
I
up with Penn State,
State.
And I love that athletic director. He's like,
please don't. We don't want your buddy. Okay, we don't need buddies. We've had buddies. We've had a coach who is really good buddies with his players. And there's nothing wrong with that. You want someone who takes care of the kids and loves the kids. Kids who are making $700,000 a year.
Let's say players.
But when you look at it, so Grunkmeyer, who was the backup, now is the starter for Penn State. That was his first start. And I thought at first when I thought redshirt freshman, I'm going, oh, my God, is this kid like 19?
He's a 14-year-old.
He's 21, I think.
20 or 21.
21
yeah.
But look, they lost. And that was disappointing. Of course, we would have loved as a Penn State fan to see them win. It would have been great for their morale, for their locker room, just for them and what they've been through. And it is heartbreaking. Another 1-point loss. And still a lot of questions, the defense especially. But the offense, they couldn't do a lot of passes up the middle. It was a lot of gimmicky things, too. And they also had special teams, which helped. But it was one of those games where you go, okay, so are we going to see a change in who gets played and how they're played? I mean, the fact that they brought in the backup quarterback for like 11 plays was a bit weird to me.
I didn't think that was weird, though. You know why? Because they were going through transition, and maybe, I don't know, that could be a strategy as well.
But
it didn't seem that weird.
He had more plays in that game as a backup than Pribula had with Drew Aller last year. It just seemed like, how do you get a quarterback into a rhythm if you keep pulling them out? And also, the other team knowing exactly that this backup was not going to throw it. Yeah. He was either going to hand it off or he was going to run it. And it was just, and 4th and 1. And Catron Allen isn't even playing. It's like, what? Isn't even on that play.
To me, the biggest disappointing thing about the game was I had hoped going in to Saturday's game, it would be like, well, it's clear there was a leadership-related kind of funk the team was in, and this will be the spark that they needed. Maybe they still love James Franklin, but they weren't motivated the right way. And Saturday's game showed that they're just not a great team. Right. For whatever reason.
Even with all the pieces, they can't. And look, I wonder, once you're out of contention for, you know, most, let's be honest, unless they have some miraculous turnaround and beat Ohio State and Indiana,
even then, I don't
even think they could still make. But the point is, at some point, do they also, because you've got a bunch of seniors on this team, does it ever seep into your brain when you're playing that you don't have a shot in the playoffs and that you want to get drafted? You have these hopes of getting drafted that you're not, you don't also want to get injured. There were some people talking about how that plays a part in these games as well, because now they're making money. They know what it's like, the taste of the money. They want more money. And if they are in there ready to go to draft, do they say, I'm not going to get injured if there's no shot to go anywhere else with this thing? I wonder if that's not something that comes up in your mind as well.
Again, I'm just imagining what it must be like to be an NFL scout or coach or team looking for a leader. If I see a player do that, especially midseason, I don't want that player. We have seen some of the top level players when you get to the bowl games, because the season, like, there's like 3 or 4 weeks of downtime sometimes before they get to that bowl game. I get that. You know, you just want to get ready. You don't want to have to have downtime. That's what I think, where you can get injured, when you jump back into something. Again, would you want someone who's just like, halfway through the season, I realized we were out of it, so I gave up hoping for bigger things in the future?
I wouldn't. I understand that. But on the other hand, again, if you're not going to be in the playoffs and they think that
only
an
four teams are, though, you know. Well, or is it more than
no,
four?
No, there's more. There's a bunch. Yeah, there's
it's
more.
And, nah, sorry,
and
I retract that.
And they want to make it even bigger than that. I'm not saying that's the way they should be thinking. I'm just saying, does that play a part in it, where they go, I'm not going to kill myself. I felt for them losing by 1 point. And they've got a bye week to try to figure something out. And you remember, it's not just a team that is, you know, playing after this tumultuous, you know, firing of a coach. It's also all the support system that doesn't know, other coaches, all the assistants, nobody knows how long they're going to be there, because a whole new head coach coming in could just clean house.
I just want to embarrass myself for a second. I said four. It's 12 now.
Yeah,
I've apparently been snoozing for the last 3 years.
I think they want to move it to 16.
Yeah, I mean, it's too many at this point. That's weird that I even thought that. I guess it's because Penn State's, you know, been in the top four. I'm going to blame it on that. But yeah, I understand where they're coming from. But I if I'm a team, I don't know, what do I know? My team never wins. But still, at this point in the season, I would want a player who continues to lead and fight.
Well, I think everybody would. Of course you want one. I'm asking if they, in their brains,
I'm sure they think it,
are thinking, like, the last thing you think is like someone like a Drew Aller who ends up, you know, with this broken ankle, and who knows what's going to happen with him now. All right. So James Franklin did have an interview on ESPN's College Game Day. Someone asked us last hour when we talked about this. They said, look, do they always put fired coaches on? Will they have this Billy Napier from Florida on now? I mean, it's kind of weird. You know, I don't know if it's necessarily weird. It's a big team with a coach being fired with high aspirations and some success recently. I think that makes it a big deal. Right. But he, and I'm looking at a headline here from PennLive.com. And this is obviously someone's opinion piece here, but they write for sports. James Franklin's game day interview was nothing more than a PR move. And they're talking about how it served as a platform for him to tell athletic directors across the country he's open for business, wants to coach again, and win a national title at their school. That was it. If you expected anything different, like substance or accountability, you haven't been listening to the former coach for the last 11 years. I think that he got a lot of help from the hosts, who didn't ask him, I think, the tough questions about accountability and the losses, not just with the big teams that he's had trouble with, but what happened with the last? Like, let's get into details. What happened? What do you think, looking at it now? Why are they not living up to expectations? We do have, we played a few last hour, but there's a couple more that we have here. I know you have 5 and 6 on your list, okay, Jason. Yeah. The fact that I believe it was more of, even Nick Saban came out and said it was unfair. Because when they asked him, is it fair that you got fired, and he gave a diplomatic answer, and then Nick Saban has to come in and like tongue bath him, and that was just ridiculous. I mean, come on. You people have been ones who every time there was a big game put up the stats and talk about he can't win those games. And I would expect you can bring him on. You can, you know, let him do his PR stuff, but you also have to ask some tough questions. So in this one clip, James Franklin is asked how it happened so fast.
Yeah, they alluded to the fact that, like, you know, had you beaten Oregon, this would not be where you're sitting right now, and asked, you know, how it happened quickly.
I can't answer that. To be honest with you, I'm still working through it myself. It feels surreal. I just got a message, you know, from Drew Aller's dad that he's sitting home as well. We both should be in Iowa. It's what we're used to doing and how we operate. And I've been doing this for 30 years and 15 years as a head coach. To think essentially 6 games ago, we were fighting for a chance to be in the national championship, a 2-minute drive away. So that's the thing. I really can't answer that, Kirk. 12 years, a ton of good moments, a bunch of big wins, but decisions were made. And I'm not involved in those decisions. I'm very, very grateful for the time I had, and most importantly, for the relationships I was able to build. I thought we were going to win a national championship there.
There was like there were openings right there for them to say, right, to think that just how many weeks ago you were talking about that. What the hell happened? What happened to the team? Can you look at it and look back on it? And can you put your finger on where it all went wrong and how there were just moments there where they could have talked about that. How about the fact that when he was like the last few games with the losses, we understand they're disappointing. But when you're asked a question point blank about being a coach, you didn't even go, yes, I want to be a coach. You sounded like a defeated man who just gave the same canned responses. And it seemed like you were completely out of touch. These are just normal questions you'd ask. Do you wish you'd answered that question any differently when you were asked?
In the press conference, it started off with someone asking, excuse me. They asked if other fired coaches go on there. It didn't sound like they do. They made a big point to say, you know, thank you for being here. You didn't have to be here. You didn't have to agree to do this, but it shows who you are. So I think usually, I'm guessing they usually reach out, and not many coaches take it. But he showed. He put himself in a good spotlight.
It sounds like they said, we'll bring you on. Don't worry. We won't ask any tough questions.
Might have been
maybe that's
to.
Why others don't go on, because they're not guaranteed that they're going to not ask tough questions.
I don't know if that's the case. But who knows? We'll never know unless we're behind the scenes.
Says you have to go and beat the guy up. But, you know, you don't have to also just like kind of gloss around the whole thing and not get to the real accountability. Yeah, to think a few weeks ago we were talking about it. That's the story. The story is it collapsed. Do you have any idea why? And do you wish you'd done anything differently? Those are just easy questions. Big story coming out of the Financial Times, where insiders are saying that it was at times a shouting match again between President Donald Trump and the Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky, but this time behind closed doors. There is word that the meeting descended many times into a shouting match, with President Donald Trump cursing all the time. People familiar with the matter have said. Again, this is coming out of the Financial Times and now being picked up by numerous publications. They add that the U.S. president tossed aside maps of the front line in Ukraine, insisting that Zelensky surrender the entire Donbass region to Putin, and repeatedly echoed talking points the Russian leader had made in their call a day earlier. It's very disturbing stuff.
So we were just on the verge of giving them missiles.
Not now. The Ukraine, they say there? Ukraine ultimately managed to swing Trump back to endorsing a freeze of the current front lines. But the acrimonious meeting appeared to reflect the nature of Trump's position on the war and his willingness to endorse Putin's maximalist demands. Zelensky and his team went to the White House hoping to persuade Trump to supply them with long range Tomahawk cruise missiles. But Trump ultimately declined to do so. The tense meeting echoed a similarly fractious encounter at the White House in February. We all saw that one. This one was behind closed doors. During the meeting on Friday, Trump appeared to have adopted many of Putin's talking points verbatim, even when they contradicted his own recent statements about Russia's weaknesses, said European officials briefed on the meeting. According to a European official with knowledge, Trump told Zelensky the Ukrainian leader needed to cut a deal or face destruction. Imagine this. The majority of Americans, including Republicans in this country, support Ukraine. And here our president is literally parroting talking points behind closed doors and taking that position. It's just, I think, shameful. The official said Trump told Zelensky he was losing the war, warning if Putin wants it, he will destroy you. Again, this is the Financial Times report I'm reading from. At one point in the meeting, the U.S. president threw Ukraine's map of the battlefields to one side, the official familiar said. The White House and the Ukrainian's president office did not immediately respond to request for comment. So it's just ugly stuff.
It seems very, I don't know if this is inappropriate, manic in the sense of like one time we're yelling at him. One time we're like, oh, we've made, kissed and made up. We were on the same page. Let's say Russia.
There's no consistency.
There isn't consistency. And I think that is very, I don't quite understand it myself.
Yeah. Tough to even try to negotiate when you're really all over the place. But just disturbing stuff and not happy about that. I don't know if you saw this weekend. Also, the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, his tie. A lot was made about his tie. And was it a U.S. colored tie or was it a Russian tie? Now, you know, if you want to say U.S. is red, white and blue and the Russian flag is white, blue, red. And it looks, you know, then people were putting up pictures of a tie for sale that looked just like it that said Russian tie. And then others were putting up one saying it's the U.S. And it's there's a lot of AI out there and such. It's just to me, it didn't look like a U.S. one, but I don't know. And when you leave things that are questionable, don't leave things questionable. Make things very clear. You know, in his pocket, he had a U.S. handkerchief.
Yeah.
His tie was different. So it's wild. You hear about what the president says and you go, which side are we on?
Well, I mean, I feel like they'd be a little bit more direct than just going like, how about this? Put a tie on.
To do that so they can let the other side, I believe, think that they're on their side.
There's that. I would say this weekend, Pete, if this was just by accident, Pete Hegseth learned why most Republicans just wear a red tie because less headache.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It is a Monday after a weekend where this Saturday there were protests. It was called No Kings Protest, and they were all across America in many cities. There were millions of people who turned out. Today, Donald Trump is skewering who he calls the whacked out No Kings protesters. I was one of those protesters. I was insulted.
Well, he zinged you. How do you feel?
I'm so insulted.
Okay.
I'm actually, it's a badge of honor if he thinks I'm whacked out. Anyway, he didn't like it. He didn't like it so much he put an AI video out of himself wearing a crown, dumping poop all over protesters because he cares about all Americans. He only cares about the ones that voted for him. The rest of us, he could dump poop on us. Or at least just the ones who turn out at a rally. Very peaceful rallies in most places. Unfortunately, in Wilkes-Barre this weekend, city police arrested a man who flashed a gun to people who were protesting. So there were just a few counter protests out at the one I was at in Scranton. But I don't know if we found any more information out about what exactly had happened. But a man was arrested after pointing a gun at people on the square. So police were called in. Somebody said, I saw somebody pulling the gun out of the Jeep and pointing it at people. The Jeep was a red Jeep, but had Trump flags.
Yeah.
Was a Trump supporter.
Nothing's been updated, by the way, in the Wilkes-Barre Police Department.
So it was just a supporter. It looked, you know, a MAGA supporter, a Trump supporter pulling out a gun. And I'm not going to say that everybody who would show up at any of these events as counter protesters would be violent people. But in this case, there was one who pulled out a gun.
Yeah, thankfully, it wasn't like that. There wasn't a lot of craziness. It seemed like there was a lot of like poking and prodding and kind of instigating, hoping somebody would jump.
And look,
and it didn't seem to happen.
I've said, be peaceful, right, at these protests. I've seen some videos. There was one guy who was out trying to bait people. I don't know if you saw it. Was out baiting somebody and ended up running and falling and then running and someone tripped him and it got really ugly. And, you know, the one thing that I really don't like is if someone's yelling something to you or trying to bait you, don't take the bait. Don't take the bait. There were maybe, I'm going to guess, 7 or 8 people near the Bolus truck with Bob Bolus himself. But it was pretty peaceful for the most part. In fact, at one point I went over, I just wanted to get a video of the people there when it started. And I was over by the truck getting the video. And one man came up to me and said, are you with us or are you with them? And I'm like thinking, I didn't realize that there were just a few people standing there. And I'm like, I'm taking a video. And I said, but I'm going over there. And he's like, oh, that's good. You know, we can have differences of opinion and we can, you know, get along. And I'm like, absolutely. And then I walked across the street and just, you know, hung out there for about an hour and a half.
Yeah, I didn't go to any of these protests. I will say I want to correct about a billion people I saw online who said that the people who were out there at the No Kings protests were not Americans or here's what you meant to say. I disagree with these Americans. That's what you meant to say. I don't know why that's so hard.
No, they don't. There's a very vocal, MAGA contingent who will either call us evil or say that we are terrible people or we're un-American or whack
jobs.
They're
wrong for that, though.
Or that we're being paid. And again, that is another lie. But of course, I get it. You want to say that because you can't. You can't say otherwise. What you'd have to say is that this person is and what they're doing is disliked. And there were millions across the country who came out to say this is not American, what he's doing, that he would like to be a king. You know, the number one thing you get from people is, well, he's not a king because you're allowed to protest.
That's another question.
Not yet, but he would love it. And we have a Republican Congress who is literally conceding any kind of oversight or authority, who is allowing him to try to do what he wants to do. He doesn't want to listen to judges. In fact, we understand that he would like to just defy them. And that's why in Chicago, the judge said, I need you to have body cameras. I need you to I can see what you're doing. Having people, this shadowy police force who don't identify themselves, who don't show warrants, who show up and literally disappear people in the middle of the day and night, take them off in an unmarked van, cover their faces. This is dangerous stuff, and it is not American. And if you support it, you're not supporting the America that we've all known and loved for so long. That, I'm sorry, that is the honest to God's truth. There is no belief that here we have him calling people who are protesting peacefully whack jobs, while he also has pardoned people who did not protest peacefully. He's all right with people getting angry, rioting, defacing, threatening people's lives and beating up cops as long as they're doing it for him. And that is truly, and now we're seeing with the Epstein case, he is moving towards, folks, it is pretty apparent, he is moving towards full-blown cover-up and possibly allowing her out of prison. Just crazy, crazy stuff. And the we'll get into it, but there's more coming out with this book from the late Virginia Giuffre, so much so that Prince Andrew, no longer a prince. If you saw the latest news, he is completely, they know it's all hitting the fan now. Normally we have Snedeker in, but he is off. He does this Monday thing. So here's our forecast. Clouds, scattered showers this morning, breaks of sun, though, and windy this afternoon. Today's high 55. Cloudy tonight, low of 40. Morning sun for your Tuesday, a milder day. Later in the afternoon tomorrow, some more clouds and showers. We can call them clowers.
We
That's
could.
Clouds and showers.
You can. I won't. But
starting
you can.
Late in the afternoon, tomorrow's high 66. The outlook for Wednesday, partly sunny and cooler. Also still a chance of some showers. Wednesday's high 55 degrees. It's 52 degrees at your official weather station, WILK. This story out of Paris is just wild. We are talking a brazen daylight heist at the Louvre Museum. Someone, a group, obviously with a lot of stones and professional, stealing ability. I mean, it's crazy. These look like professionals, obviously.
If they're not professionals, they're the best amateurs ever.
It's crazy. Anyway, the Louvre is the world's most visited museum. And it was it's now closed because police are trying to see exactly how this happened. It's you can see how it happened from the outside in some ways, too. The jewels they got away with, they say, have inestimable value. Means they can't even tell you how much it's worth. These were jewels that once belonged to Napoleon and his Empress Josephine. So what had happened, and it's been shocking for that country, is this is a major, highly organized operation, according to officials there. And they say a team that had done scouting ahead of time. The robbers utilized a disc cutter and were able to slice through panes of glass in order to access the jewels. If you look at the video, you can see outside there's some kind of this, they call it an elevator that is on the back of a truck.
It looks like the ladder on the back of a fire truck. Is what it looks
right.
like.
And, but it's not a fire truck.
No, it's
just
not.
A truck.
Not, yeah.
And they used a construction site as cover, because if you're walking by and you see this thing go up and you see that there was some work being done, it may not stand out where you'd contact police. So there were four thieves, masked and hooded, who entered the museum at the side where it's the facade that faces the River Seine. OK, at about 9:30 in the morning. So a cherry picker allowed them to access the Apollo Gallery Jewel Room, which is right on the first floor. And this is all like within, they say, 300 yards of the Mona Lisa, once stolen as well. So the footage of the theft shows them entering calmly and smashing display cases containing the jewels. No violence, very professional. And the scene outside, they were looking at the ladder. I'm sure they will, because they're going to look for, I'm sure, footprints and DNA.
Scene,
yes,
yeah.
They're going to try to find whatever they can. They have been unable to confirm whether the ladder was present for construction work there already, or was that actually brought in by the thieves?
The crazy thing is that this seems like something straight out of any big crime movie.
Right.
Where the tray, they have the plan and they follow it to a T, and then it's European. So if I said to you, how do you think they got away? You'd be like, I don't know, scooters?
Yep.
Yep, they got on scooters and went away. Like, mm-hmm. it's like something like they seriously planned it watching a movie.
Yep.
And they got away with it.
They say the staffing at the Louvre has also been pretty much a problem. There have been staff strikes. It's closed the museum over the summer for hours, and they, you know, have limited, I guess at one time they limited visitors, but we don't know if staffing contributed to the theft. Were there not as many people to see what was happening? That's all being asked.
Someone on the inside as well.
Right.
One of the, I wouldn't say funny things, but there was an American tourist there, and they're like, we were so close to the Mona Lisa. And they were like, you have to go. And we're like, all right, for how long? And then they shut it all down.
Well,
it's so disappointing.
I
get what they
see it.
Of course, I get that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You might have thought it felt like a Monday if you woke up and tried to get on some apps or some sites, because there was a huge problem with Amazon Web Services, which is really what powers many sites. And we're talking anything from Venmo to Snapchat to Ring to Hulu to Pokemon Go.
All the important ones.
Reddit was down. I think last I saw that was down as well. But they started to experience outages. I thought it was just me. I normally order mobile ordering on my Dunkin' app. to get my coffee in the morning. And every time it would try to connect, it said, you know, that it was having issues. It could not connect. So I had to, God forbid, go through the drive-thru. Anyway.
You did? Oh, my God.
A lot of things were down.
Yeah.
And if you were one of them, you might have said, oh, because like many times we just go, oh, is it us? But they're still having some issues with some sites as well. They're still working on the issue with Ring and Chime. So, you know, Ring is obviously one of those that people utilize to check their doorbell or even look inside their homes, and causing problems. Venmo being down causes a problem for people who maybe had to pay for things. This is why cash is like, I hope they never do digital.
I can't buy anything on Etsy today because Venmo's down.
Apple Music is coming back. That was down. You know, some people, that's wild. Their way to get going. Yeah.
You're so screwed if the internet goes down like this on a grander
FanDuel
scale.
FanDuel was down. Oh my gosh. HBO Max. I'm looking at all these. Lyft, McDonald's, Microsoft Teams, Office 365, PlayStation Network, Reddit, Roku, Roblox, Signal, Slack, Snapchat, Square, Starbucks, Steam, Venmo. As I said, Wordle.
Is our app working?
Zoom.
Yeah.
Zoom. Know. Oh, sorry. You couldn't do that meeting this morning.
Oops. Yeah.
So it wasn't just you, but it does show just how much we are dependent on these things, right? For the luxuries of life, but in other ways, some of these things are really necessary things. If you can't pay for something, you know, if you rely on Venmo and you go to order something or buy something and you go, I don't have cash on me now, I can't do it. It's starting to come back, which is wild that it happened overnight. Imagine if that happened in the middle of the day.
Yeah, I mean, it would be bad. Else. I'll tell you something. If everything were to go down, you know who's going to run this place? But this place, like the whole country, would be people 65 plus, because they're the only people I consistently know that have cash on them at all times.
Yeah.
I'd like to say I do. It's a rare day that I have that. So they'll be the ones buying and trading everything.
Take your cash with you. All right, we're going to take a break. We got a lot more to talk about. This Virginia Jeffrey, the late Virginia Jeffrey book that is out, Nobody's Girl. There are more and more stories coming out. Beaten, raped by well-known prime minister, alleged in here as well. We're going to get into that and more on the way, because you may have had news about the former Prince Andrew over the weekend. I think a lot of damage control with the information that's now coming out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.